Hi dear little friends, this is Pallavi Auntie with a story for you. Would you want to listen to it? This story is called The Stork and the Crab. Long time ago, there was a stork who lived near a pond. The pond was the home of many kinds of fish. The stork was very happy because he had more fish to eat. As time passed by, the stork grew old and less strong. Sometimes he could not even catch a single fish. He was worried about his health. He thought that he would die of hunger. It took him some time to think of a plan. He went to the pond and sat by the bank. He was not happy. He had not even tried to catch any fish that day, but continued looking so sad. The fish, frogs, and crabs saw the sad stork. They were wondering what had happened to him. At last, a crab asked the stork, "Uncle, why do you look so sad? Why didn't you catch any fish as usual?" The stork replied, "I had been very happy to live here. There are plenty of fish to eat. All the fish in the pond will die soon, and I will have no food to eat." "But why, Uncle? How can this happen?" asked the crab. The stork replied, "I happened to hear people talking. They said that this pond would be filled with earth to use for farming. Surely there won't be any more fish." The fish, frogs, and crabs heard the sad news. They became frightened and gathered near the stork. "Uncle, you brought this bad news, but we are sure that you can help us. Please tell us how to save our lives," asked the animals.
"I am only a bird," replied the stork. "Surely I can't stop those men from doing what they want to do. Anyway, I will try my best to help you. I know there is a bigger and deeper pond far from here. If you all agree, I can take you there."
"You're only our hope, Uncle. Please, you can be our only hope," said the fish. "We know that we can trust you to help us, so please take us there."
"It's not easy, but I will try to help you as quickly as possible," replied the stork.
Take me first.
"Be patient," said the stork. "I can only carry a few of you at a time. I will fly back and forth until all of you are safe."
Without delay, the stork began his first trip. He carried a few fish in his beak. He flew to a huge rock quite a distance away, and there he ate all the fish. After that, he returned to the pond. He carried a few more fish and ate them. When he was full, he took a short rest until he felt hungry again. Then he would go back to the pond. He continued doing this until he had eaten up almost all the fish in the pond. Amongst those left in the pond was a big crab. The crab also wanted to be saved like others. So he went to see the stork and said,
"Uncle, please take me along too." The stork was very happy to hear this. He always wanted to try a crab for his meal.
Of course I will, replied the stork. I am ready to help you. Come, let me get you to the new pond.
The stork picked the crab up and flew away. The crab was looking down, but he could not see any pond on the ground. Then the stork began to fly down.
Uncle, where is the big pond that you are talking about? Asked the crab.
Laughed the stork.
Can you see the huge rock down there? I am taking you there. And that also is also the place I took all the fish earlier.
By then the crab could see the rock clearly. He could also see fish bones over the rock. He knew that the stork would land on the rock and eat him like he had eaten the other fish. He became frightened. After a deep thought, the crab found a way to escape from the stork. Then he quickly pierced the stork's neck with its sharp claws. The stork tried to free his neck, but the crab pressed it deeper. The stork fell to the ground. The crab cut the stork's neck and dragged it to the pond. Animals in the pond were wondering on the return of the crab.
Why are you back? What happened to Uncle Stork? They asked. This is Uncle Stork, replied the crab. And this is his head.
The crab told his friends what had happened, and they praised the crab for his bravery. Thank you, children. Did you like the story this time? Bye-bye.